Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, this is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve Gems. How are you today? Trust all is well with you. Glad to be back on the air after a long hiatus. But life has been very good to me. I'm just thankful for many things. And I would love to be on this air. I'm a person of transgender experience. I'm a child of God. Also, and God loves me just like he loves anyone else. So I like to leave that positive note. During this time of year, I usually think about, reflect on the year that's passed. This has been a habit of mine for about 25 years at least. Now, I always love Christmas. Actually, my holiday starts Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving, you know, being with family and all the good eating and stuff. And I also like Christmas, too, because all the, not only the pageantry, you know, what, you know, I had very pleasant moments as a child. You know, all the Christmas presents and all the family and tree, you know, going to church, you know, being with other people and all the joy that people felt. You know, all the glad tidings, you put it that way. And I still fondly remember all the good times that I did have, and I still have good times now. So I have a little granddaughter, and I see how excited she is during this time of year, and I just love watching that. And I also reflect on things that to be thankful for. You know, lots happen, a lot can happen in a year. This past year, a lot has happened, you know, looking at the political state of our country right now. You know, a lot of things have happened, you know, with immigration, LGBT patients, and this recent tax bill. You know, people are concerned about their Medicare and Social Security, and rightfully so. But in that, I'm also thankful for a lot of things. And what are you thankful for? You know, are there many wonderful moments that you can be thankful for? Are there, reflecting back on the whole year, you just think about some of the things that you may have been going through at this time last year. And now you're here. Say you made it through. I have several things that I'm thankful for. I guess the main one is the fact that I'm alive. You know, some people who were alive last year along with us this time around. Just thankful that God's brought me to this point in time. One thing I'm thankful for is that I've seen growth in a church that I attend, Fort Washington Collegiate Church. You know, we have a new senior minister, and it seems like everyone is on board. You know, you see new people coming in. You see a lot of activity around, you know, buzz, you know, it's a buzz again. After a period of dormancy, you could say, not totally dormant, but you know, a lot of things were put on hold. There was kind of change. There was change. There was a lot of reflection, a lot of thought, you know, concerns. But people pressed ahead. And then we come to this point now where everyone's excited. You know, we're doing more active now. We recently started up our LGBT ministry called Beyond Labels. I'm very happy of that. That's what I'm involved in. And I'm so happy that's gotten started because, you know, we have a lot of LGBTQ folks coming to church, and many have had religious backgrounds or backgrounds in the church, and we'd like to feel we're a safe spot for them where they can come and just talk. You know, some people just need a place where they can just sit down, talk, you know, kind of diffuse from the what's going on outside. Thinking back to the question, what are you thankful for? You know, there's a lot to be thankful for, you know, in spite of all the troubles that you may have had, you know, all the, you know, things that didn't come out the way you planned or some things that just didn't happen at all. You know, some of you may have suffered a lot of loss, you know, but just think during the year, you know, you made it to this point. You know, God brought you through this, to this point in time. One scripture that I go to is in Philippians. It's in the 4th chapter, opening 4:6. It says, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Now you're thinking this literally. In this climate that we have now, some people have kind of given up. You know, some people wondering what's going to happen. What's going to happen in our country? What's going on? You know, where can we be? Well, the thing is, you know, we still need to be thankful because we have the opportunity now to be a part of the change that needs to be made. No, be thankful for the resources that you may have or you can gather. No, just be thankful you have people who are like-minded wanting to be a solution to the problems that we have, the issues that we have. And as I mentioned earlier, this has been quite a year. And for many of us, you know, we have seeing things now that we dream that we never dreamt that we would see. But now is also the opportunity to make our presence felt. So be thankful for people who are like-minded, who also see the same things. You know, we want to be a solution to the problems that we have. You know, be thankful for the resources that you have. Case in point, think about social media. You know, we hear a lot of negativity about social media, but social media can also be used for the positive, too. You connect with other people, connect with other people, find resources, research. You know, and also there's a you connect people at, you know, wherever you are, you know, your neighborhood or your building, your own building, or your church, your mosque, or your synagogue. You know, just be thankful for those places too, because, you know, you can also receive encouragement. You know, you can also know people who maybe can help you or your group. You know, come up with solutions to help others, you know, resolve all the problems. I know here more of our things are becoming local now. Right here we have our main concerns here is affordable housing and small businesses. And there's people out there working, drumming up other people, you know, being involved. Are you thankful for your things that you probably maybe have taken for granted? You know, are you thankful for the job that you have? Because think about it, there are a lot of people out there who want a job and don't have one. No, just be thankful that you have a job. You know, if it's not the one that you like, well, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself, you know, to find a way that one day you'll be able to do what you really would like to do. You'll be thankful for a roof over your head. Right now, I see more homeless this year than I did this time last year. You know, be thankful for that you have an apartment, you know, or a roof over your head. It may not be the best, but it's a roof over your head. I know from personal experience what it is not to have a roof over your head, your own roof, or sleep in your own bed. Be thankful that you have money to buy food, pay your rent, pay your bills off, go places, you know, maybe you want to go out and dine with your friends or your mates, you know, have a cup of coffee somewhere. No, it may not seem like much, you know, but, you know, those things kind of mean something to you. I know it does to me, personally. You know, be thankful for your health, you know, that you have health, that you can move, that you can have opportunities to encourage others. You know, be thankful for those that, you know, that you possibly have lost, but you're thankful for the influence that they had on you. I know that means a lot to me personally. I had a loss earlier this year, and think back on it now, you know, there's a lot of things that I think about that we did together. You know, we did so many things together. And it was all positive. We went through some difficult times. You know, we went through some times where things were wonderful. We just enjoyed being with each other. You know, just be thankful that God has brought you to this point. You know, maybe you can be an encouragement to somebody. You could be that sunshine to somebody's life. Whose life is dark right now. As a transgender person and a person of color, you know, I'm just thankful that God has kept me safe. As you know, many of the transgender women who have been killed this year due to violence are women of color. Not only in the United States, but all over, you know, but in other countries. You know, just thank God he's had his hand on me. I just thank God for the resources that we have now. You know, there was a time when we didn't have anything, going back when all this, in the late 60s, after Stonewall. You know, there's a time we had nothing, you know, be thankful. You know, I'm thankful for all the resources that we do have. I'm thankful for the friends that I've made. And that we'll have a couple of that I consider good friends. You know, one thing is during this time, it's a lonely time for some people. You know, often the senior citizens, you know, maybe all their friends have moved on. Can be a terrible lonely time for people in the LGBT community. You know, Many are estranged from their families for one reason or another. Many are feel alone, isolated. You know, there's someone that you know, just no person, and then invite them out somewhere. You know, give them a call, visit them, or have them come over to your place. You know, be that sunshine, you know, during this time. There's a lot of things that I'm very, very, very thankful for my wife. We've been together for 37 years, and I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful for the many people who have encouraged me, not only this year, during the past. You know, I wouldn't be the person that I am now if it wasn't for them. I'm going to take a moment right now to kind of reflect on the things that have happened to you. Think about the things that, you know, think about all the good things that have happened. I'm pretty sure everybody's had good things have happened during the year. You know, those little moments and times, you know, where something or someone brought some joy into your life or light into your life. And you cherish those moments. You know, you think about those moments, you know, sometimes you, when you reflect on them, you know, sometimes they come into the, you know, times when you really need it. You know, I could think of times when a song was sung in church, you know, and that song carried me during the week. You know, let's show that God knows what each one of us needs. Encouraging word. I don't know, maybe somebody brought you an encouraging word or some good news. Not only many people who have supported you, many people who have encouraged you, many people who were there when you needed the most. You know, when you were going through your trouble, they were there. No, it's not, you know, it's not, I wouldn't say sexy, you know, I'm just saying it's something that's not stand out there, but once you think about it, a lot of the most times that I cherish has been little things, you know, kind word or somebody who said that something that I spoke, you know, really touched their lives. I'm pretty sure some people said some things to you that really encouraged you and touched your life. And it could be vice versa, something you said touched their lives. I think the many things that we'd be thankful for can be endless. But in a way, that's good. That's good. Because sometimes circumstances that you can be in, you know, sometimes you just kind of, things, days are so dark that you just see no end, no hope or anything. But you sit back down, but maybe sometimes, maybe someone is pointing out to you, you know, all the things that you did, you know, or you just sit down and write down all the things that you're thankful for. I believe there's more things to be thankful for. One thing I've always thought about was the fact that this is, has anybody ever asked you, you know, what is it about that person that you're thankful for? I'm pretty sure you could ask, you know, people, you know, what are, the things that you know about this person. You know, like say if a bunch of people, some people that you know say, well, you're kind, you know, or you're easy to talk with, or you encourage, you know, or you're very helpful. One thing I've learned is if people say those things about you over a period of years, you pretty much assume it to be true. You know, one saying that I have, you know, I love you for being you. And that's important to everybody, you know, in the LGBT community. It's very, very important. You know, it was, you know, sometimes there's the thing that you have to look a certain way, dress a certain way, behave a certain way, being in a particular age group. But I don't believe it. You know, I just respect people for who they are. You know, they don't have to be like me, think like me. I don't have to think like them. You know, I've always been a person who liked difference. Matter of fact, one of my best, Facebook friends is a libertarian conservative. And me, I'm somewhat liberal. I'm liberal. We're total out of the spectrum, but, you know, I respect her for who she is. You know, I'm also a veteran, too. Grandchildren veteran. And I respect the military. I love the military. I served in the military for 3 years, and I'm thankful for that service. I'm thankful for serving my country. I'm thankful for the men and women who have. And we all need to be, we all need to thank them for their service. Because there's many in the LGBT community who did serve in the military. And we ought to thank them for their service. And thankfulness, you know, it's something you can just go, you know, tell somebody, I'm just thankful for you. Thank you for being there for me. You know, thankful that you helped me out. Just, you know, think about all the wonderful things that happened to you during the year. And this is so much to be thankful for. I, you know, you and the LGBT community. Listen, I love you just like I love my own family. Yeah, some of you had hard times, some of you have gone through some rough stuff right now. I'm just thankful that you made it through. I'm just thankful for you. As I mentioned earlier, I'm just thankful. You know, I love you for being you. You know, I want the best for everyone. You know, as you later on may reflect on this, I just pray that somewhere, somehow you think about this. Think about all the things that you can be thankful for. You know, I promise you, you'll find more things that you're thankful for than, you know, that you can list. And in closing, I'd just like to say that some of you may have come to the point where maybe you need the holiday time of reflection. You know, at Christmas time, I remember I reflect on how it was when I was a child. And I look at all the children now. One thing I still enjoy, I love watching children play in the park, in the playground. Still love watching that because it brings many memories of my childhood. And I'm just thankful for having a wonderful childhood. You know, and I'm thankful for all these children in my mind. Remind me that know, it's kind of all the business in their life, you know, concerns, you know, they can go out, you know, it reminds us that, hey, we don't have to be so uptight about everything. We can relax. You know, we can be thankful for the energy that we have, for the strength that we have. We can be thankful for the people who love us and care about us and pray for us. And as we go through this holiday season, you know, give thanks for everything. You know, Scripture says in everything, give thanks. And it's not, you know, it doesn't have to be a lot, but you know, just be thankful. You know, even missing the show, just be thankful that you have God to go through. Because you're gonna have those times where it's just gonna, you know, it's just gonna be you and God. I can tell you a number of times I had that experience with you and God. And I'm just thankful that I could call upon Him. And just reflect on those. You know, think about those wonderful times. You know, I'm sure, you know, as you go on, you know, look forward to the future. You know, keep looking for each and every day what you can do. You know, to be thankful that you come up with the opportunities to do things. Something helps somebody in somebody else's life. And this is Genevieve, and I'd like to just thank you for being here today. I just thank you for the words, you know, that are shared today, and I just pray that somebody was blessed by this. Genevieve's gem. This is Genevieve, and I just like to wish everyone a wonderful Christmas season, and I look forward to sharing with you once again. And God bless you.